Welcome to the podcast. I'm just Gare. Anywhere else, I'd be a scare. No, that doesn't work. Welcome to the podcast that everybody has their own Barbie, I've decided. Having watched the Oscars with the Barbie, you know, and all that stuff, Urania has been my Barbie, right? The dream girl, the dream goddess, if you will. So here on the farm, I have gone through this hobby, and the niche really isn't a niche, but we wish it was a niche. We try to make it a niche, and it's a niche if we say it's a niche, maybe. So I've got a final plan, I think, for my enduring final planetarium out where the trees meet the... I used to say where the land meets the sea, that's where the magic is. Well, now it's where the yard meets the woods. And I'll go through that in a minute. But I have finally given up on my last business dream. You know, I used to give guitar lessons briefly. I used to, you know, have visitors in my planetarium and charge a few of them briefly. And now I had a dream of a planetarium, you know, Quaker Oats coffee can thing and briefly, but I've, you know, the shipping would kill me there, so I'm kind of giving up on home businesses. So my plan here is finally those roofs I talked about. I've had outbuildings that rose and fall and fell, basically, I haven't talked about, including now most famously the barn, which rose in the 1890s and is finally getting ready to fall, although I've been trying to prop it up with my own junk. And as I told my wife yesterday, cleaning up this junk is what is my retirement plan, basically, into my 70s and 80s, I hope. And, you know, it's something to do, right? It's sorting. I've taken tons of things just unlooked at to the landfill. But the rest of it, I want to sort through lovingly and meticulously and then figure out what to do with it. So I'm going to tinker with all that. So the final tinkering on this shelter, I was going to walk the roof sections left over from my original observatory in the upper peninsula across the creek, if you will, and the garden shed, but they're just too heavy. I'm going to leave them. I do have a number of loose roofing pieces, metal roof, that now I've decided I am going to just build another addition onto that shelter out there that's taller, put the metal roof remnants there and tilt them back the other way, and just leave the canvas roof on there. And just cut in between the rafters. So I will have my derelict dome that I've talked about. You will look up through the rafters, and I've got a picture of that with the barn, and see the stars beyond. And I'll just put a little projector or play with projector. I would do whatever I want to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. And that'll be that, because I have had a long-standing policy here. I'm not bringing in any more building materials, so I've got to recycle whatever I've got. So that is my final plan. I've already found two 10-foot 4x4s. I've got them standing up. I've just got to sink them in the ground while it's soft. Salvage some 2x4s, put up that final roof, then I'll, you know, create some kind of screen. And then finally, when that roof is watertight, and I'll be able to tell, I will take a box cutter, cut the canvas roof that's on there now away from the rafters, put a projector in there, and project the stars up on the screen beyond the rafters. And there will be my derelict dome. There will be my Sanders dome. There will be my Flat Sky Society, all my dome designs. I can stand on my head and it'll be my upside down dome. I'll have them all realized in one small package. What you think about that? I'm just Gare. Bye.